Myra, why are we stopping?
I don't know. Oh, my, we're out of gas. I'm such a ninny.
Hey, wait. Isn't this Paradise Bluff?
I suppose it is. Well, this is the bluff. Now let me show you why they call it paradise.
Money to buy my own car so we could have a romantic evening together. And what's my reward? You whisper another woman's name.
Well, I'm sorry, Myra.
Look, Stephen, we've been driving down the highway of love now for quite a while.
And what a dandy drive it's been.
Yes, but we're still stuck in first gear.
So
it's time that we shifted into second. I'm not satisfied with this relationship.
But I already told you, I'm willing to date you while I'm in love with Laura. Eat ass, what more do you want, woman?
I want an emotional commitment. I want to wear your science club pin.
But Beetlebutt. That would mean we're going steady.
Yes, it would. I want to know where we're going with this, Stephen. I want to go steady, and I want an answer soon.
Well, okay, good. I'll go home and think about it.
Well, while you're thinking about it, remember this.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Bigger love of the family.
Ma, you know we gotta hurry up. You know yearly sales only come once a year.
Oh, you're sharp.
You got our ammunition?
I never leave home without it.
We're armed and dangerous.
Hey! Ooh, wait a sec. There's some barbecue recipes in this magazine I want Carl to read.
Oh, good. Dad needs all the help he can get. Burgers and weenies. Weenies and burgers. Let's face it. The man's in a rut.
Well, maybe this'll give him some new ideas.
There's a love test in here, too. You filled it out?
No. I got that magazine from Mildred at the beauty shop.
Wow, Mildred's husband scored a 10.
Good for him.
Not really. They're scoring on 1 to 100.
Hey, guys, where are you two off to?
Shopping.
Again? You just went last spring.
Oh, Carl, I turned down a page on an article I want you to read.
Okay, I'll take a look at it. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, rate your mate. Is your partner a good lover? Hey, Harriet filled out a quiz about our love life.
Well, I think I'll take a little look-see.
If your husband's sex drive were a mode of transportation, it would be A, Ferrari. B, a moped. C, a skateboard. A skateboard. Hey. She marks C.
Hello, Scott. Hiya, Scott!
Hello, Scott.
Oh, did you see me coming?
No, but I wouldn't mind seeing you leaving.
Hey, baby. Here, I'll just sit up. I don't remember us having a date.
We don't. I'm going out with Scott Baker.
Boy, it's a topsy-turvy world. I'm going out with Myra, and I'm in love with you, and you're going out with Scott, and you're in love with me.
But I'm not in love with you.
Semantics.
Is there some reason you came over?
Well, how can I put this delicately? Myra can't get enough of that sweet Urkel stuff.
Oh.
Well, she's giving me an ultimatum. Either we go steady, or she's packing up her lemonade stand and moving on.
Well, Steve, you and Myra have been seeing each other for over a year now, right? I think that's a fair request.
Oh, I know, but I just don't know.
Well, what don't you know?
Well, what if I go steady with Myra, mm-hmm. and then you fall in love with me the next day?
Well, there's no way that's ever going to happen.
I'm just covering my booty.
Look, Steve, you know what your life has been like with Myra. Now, can you picture it without her?
I don't have to chew on that.
Can you chew on that at home?
Good idea.
Steven, have you given any thought to what we talked about? You know, us going steady?
Hell yes. In fact, I'm so confused, I asked Laura for advice.
Laura, what did this she-devil say?
Well, that she-devil is on your side.
I've always liked Laura.
Actually, Myra, Laura had something very interesting to say. She asked me if I could possibly picture my life without you.
Well, can you?
No.
Oh, goody.
Not so fast. I also don't know if I can picture my life without Laura.
That tramp.
I'm sorry, Myra, but I'm gonna need more time.
I see. Well, then take me home.
Oh, but lizard lips.
Take me home now.
too close to the edge. Oh, we're pretty darn close.
Steven, I think we're in trouble.
Big trouble. Here is through the sunroof. Boy, am I glad I paid the extra $4 for that sunroof. You go first.
No, no. You go first. Your brain is a national treasure.
No. It's always ladies first. Wait. I'll shift my weight to the back.
My life. You're my knight in shining suspenders.
Myra, when I was in that car, my life flashed before me. It was short and in black and white.
Was I in it?
Yes. But so was Lara. I saw her rejecting me over and over again. And I realized something. I can spend my whole life chasing a dream. Or I can let a dream catch me.
Are you saying what I hope you're saying?
Yes. Myra, would you do me the honor of wearing my science club pin?
You mean go steady?
Yes, indeedy, sweetie.
Pin me, baby.
Mother Winslow, you got a second?
I have that, and hopefully some more.
Now, you know Carl better than anybody, and he doesn't take criticism too well. I need a diplomatic way of telling him that his barbecue needs help.
Well, you got to talk to him, because his burgers are whack.
You want to talk to him for me?
You married him. He's your baby now. What's the matter, sugar? Did you miss the ice cream truck again?
Mom. Hmm? Harriet took a rate your mate test in that Independent Woman's magazine.
I took the same test. Fletcher got a 98. What did you get?
Numbers aren't important, Mother. But, well, Mom, I think that Harriet is disappointed in me.
Then you've got to talk to her. Don't keep it bottled up. That's the worst thing you can do, love.
Thank you, Mom.
Love you.
Hello, Harriet.
Hi, Carl.
Harriet, I think that we need to talk.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about something, too.
Okay, but I'll start. Sweetheart, I read your magazine article. And if you had a problem, why didn't you just come to me?
Oh, Carl, I'm sorry. I was just trying to be helpful. I thought it might be fun to try something a little different.
Oh, so you're saying that I'm boring?
Not you, just your technique.
Harriet?
Well, what's the big deal? I talked to her with Laura and she agrees.
You talked it over with Laura?
Sure, she's part of the family. Promise just that you do the same thing over and over. All summer long. Every single Saturday.
Well, excuse me, but I think once a week is pretty darn good considering my back problem. And besides, you could help, you know.
Well, I would, but you always want to be in control. I thought maybe if you got to act together, we could invite the neighbors over.
Invite the neighbors over?
Well, why not? It's not like it's a big secret. They know what we're doing. They're doing the same thing, only better.
Just how do you know that?
Because Marge gave Ted the article and he's cooking up a storm. You should taste his burgers.
What's that supposed to mean?
What I said. You should taste his burgers when he barbecues.
Barbecue? We're talking about barbecue here?
Yeah? What did you think we were talking about?
I thought that we were talking about this. Rachel, mate.
I didn't feel this out. My hairdresser did. I borrowed this from the beauty shop. I wanted you to look at this article on barbecue recipes.
I would tell Laura. It's like the neighbors.
Carl, if I had done that quiz, your score would have shot off the charts.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Harriet. A man likes to hear that every now and then.